For NSPR News, I'm Mark Albert. There have been flare-ups and close calls, but so far, no major wildfires have occurred in the North State this summer. The National Interagency Fire Center's most recent report predicts above-normal potential for significant wildfires across much of California and parts of Oregon, Washington, and Nevada. But there are a few areas in the North State facing fairly typical risks in the months ahead. That may be of little comfort in a state where intense fires seem more frequent and destructive. For more on what to expect, I spoke with Brent Wachter, a Predictive Services fire meteorologist based in Redding. He began the conversation by describing the most recent model runs.
Our areas that have been most at risk the past couple months will remain that way, and that's across the greater Bay Area, across the Sacramento Valley. And the big drivers there is the grass fuel loading. We have above normal grass growth that occurred with this past growing season. That's all cured out. Even the weeds that sprung up during that moist May, they're even drying out in those areas. We're also seeing the mid-elevations starting to open up to large fire business. And that's what we're projecting at Predictive Services. We're projecting large fire, a significant fire, the ones that need the air tankers and more expensive to control.
And low to mid-elevations is what, 3,000 to 5,000 feet?
Yeah, so the mid-elevation area, I would say anything below 6,000 feet, our dead fuel moistures are drying because of the recent heat. They're getting into those categories that we conceivably could get large fire. The other component to it is our live fuels and the shrubs and the brush. They're starting to get down to levels. You know, we monitor these fuel moistures every few weeks. They take samples, and we're starting to get down into more critical levels over more of the area. So it's the low to mid elevations the next couple months that we're definitely most worried about. Where all elevations were open to large fire business last year because of the drier winter that we had the previous winter, this winter was the direct opposite, and that's what leads to much lower fire dangers that high up in elevation for this time of year.
And presumably that'll change. It'll rise as we near November.
Exactly, yep. But luckily, when we start getting into the fall, those upper elevations, you know, our shadows become longer, the daylight hours become shorter. It usually reduces the risk across those high elevations. It's going to be the low and mid elevations, especially the ones that get are more susceptible to those downslope winds. Those are the elevations that will remain higher potential for large fire as we go into the fall.
Brent, what is done with that information? How does it help authorities plan or fight fire?
Well, and that's the real big reason of why we exist as Predictive Services. We're feeding information to all the agencies that have fire crews, have fire resources, and it's all about pre-positioning and making sure, hey, do we have enough either air tankers on that are within a flying distance to a fire, or do we have enough hotshot crews pre-positioned to deal with lightning? In fact, we have some lightning potential and some fire start potential coming up in the next few days.
Is there any difference in risk between the Mendocino Range, the coastal range, versus the Sierra and Cascades, for that matter?
I would say the only difference between those two areas is that the shrub fuel moisture is a little lower on the Mendocino than it is up in the, especially the higher elevations of the Sierra.
That was Brent Wachter, a Predictive Services fire meteorologist in Redding, speaking about what we can expect in the North State this fire season. For NSPR News, I'm Mark Albert.